I'm Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Tony and Audrey were married for over 20 years. Then they weren't. But when their paths once again collide as they attempt to figure out who gets what from their old cottage, old tensions flare up, not helped by the arrival of their devious daughter. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Moment of Weakness, an incredibly British comedy written by Donald Churchill, directed by Andrew Gibson. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and sponsored by Reading Cultural District, this station and other pro-arts businesses.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. You know, I love finding out about these organizations that and bringing kind of shining a spotlight on these great organizations that are helping veterans. And I found another one of those, Soldiers to Sidelines. Man, this is a great idea. Harrison Bernstein is with us. He founded Soldiers to Sidelines and served as executive director since May of 2014. He resigned from coaching college and pro football to focus 100% on the mission here, and we are delighted to have Harrison join us here on the National Defense. Harrison, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, this is exciting. This is great stuff, and what a great idea. What a great and natural, organic idea. Taking people from the military that are coming back, transitioning out, and turning them into coaches, because that's a lot of the military is about that, right?
Oh, certainly. And, you know, when folks typically decide to raise their right hand and join the service, they're coming from some kind of athletic background. I mean, military service in itself is athletics, right? You're training every single day. And now there's a whole, like, line of science behind the tactical athlete and trying to improve our service members and their ability to support wars and defend our country. So this athletic alignment is so natural. And when folks are leaving military service, you're kind of like looking for the same things that attracted you to military service in the first place. You know, sisterhood, brotherhood, being on a team, you know, wearing the same colors,
right,
training, winning. And then, this provides purpose in your next phase of your life after military service, and it's just heartwarming.
Yeah, I mean, they're looking for their next mission, right? And just to kind of underscore exactly what you're talking about, Harrison, we had Al Villanueva on. He's a West Point grad, played for the Steelers for many years, and talked about that same kind of comparison between the military and especially football. So, exactly what you're talking about. And the other key component of that is leadership. And I know you guys talk about that all the time at Soldiers to Sidelines, right?
Certainly, right? And leadership is an art, and it's different than being a leader. And what we teach, some of the core of our curriculum, which we call high human skills, right? How can we develop what folks in the past have called soft skills? We've moved away from that, and we call it high human skills. And ultimately, it's can we use the lessons of coaches and athletics to improve our leadership in every aspect of our life? And in fact, I wrote and published this book specifically about this topic called The Everyday Coach, Harnessing the Magic of Influence, where the thesis is we are all coaches every single day in every aspect of our lives, whether we realize it or not. Like you're coaching your kids to do the dishes, your right. spouse to just behave the way you want them to. And we have a definition of coaching, and it's actually a wonderful way to improve relationships and ultimately get things done.
Yeah, and you know, I've read a little bit about your story, Harrison, in terms of you get your dream job coaching a pro football team, and I think it was Washington.
No, I was coaching for the Redskins earlier, but in 2019, I was offered a spot on the Jets.
Okay, all right. So you get this opportunity that you've always dreamed of, and then Soldiers to Sidelines comes into your life, and you resign and devote your entire attention to this nonprofit. What happened? What turned?
That's a great question. So a lot of reflection. So we started Soldiers to Sidelines. I started this early on as a passion project, and I had never served in the military, and I'm a lifelong football coach and strength and conditioning coach. That's my background. And after leaving the Washington Redskins as an assistant strength and conditioning coach, I was coaching football locally in D.C., at a high school, and it was a lot of fun. But at that time, everything in the news was the broken soldier story, you know, like isolation, depression, yep. suicide, and it was really become an issue. And then Admiral Mullins started the Total Force Fitness program, and it got my attention, right? So like I started volunteering on some certain aspects of that program, and this is when I really started to learn more about military culture. And you know, as I was hearing all of the dialogue about reducing stigma and mental health, and I'm thinking, man, coaching football provides me all these wonderful feelings of fulfillment and giving back and connectivity and being part of a team. And wouldn't it be great if we just brought some of the local veterans out to football practice and taught them how to coach? Like, we could make a big dent in this. So we started to do that, and I had a colleague suggest, hey, you know, Harrison, you should start a nonprofit and call it Soldiers to Sidelines and do this. And I was resistant. I did not want to do it at the time because for me, I wanted to be a football coach. Like, right. I was going back into the NFL, and my focus wasn't on strength and conditioning. Now it was on coaching defense. I mean, I just wanted to be the best defensive back coach I could possibly be. So anyway, eventually I relented and said, sure, okay, we'll do one seminar. I have this whole curriculum that I've just been building anyway, because I had been teaching in the master's program of exercise science at George Washington University. So like I had all this curriculum, and I was like, okay, let's give it a shot. And I knew some folks over at Walter Reed, and they opened up their doors. They thought it was a great idea, and we did one. And six folks showed up, and that really was the beginning of my evolution, of me changing. And I didn't realize how much purpose this would provide me outside the, you know, those that we were serving. So it just kind of grew organically. So then I wind up coaching college football. You know, I'm moving all over the country. I get an internship with the Browns, and then, you know, the folks, some of the guys I was coaching with the Browns, then moved over to the Jets, and then I was volunteering at the Jets, and then all of a sudden, Greg Williams, the defensive coordinator, you know, literally was like,
"Oh,
hey,
I know Greg
we
Williams
want you on the team." Yeah, great guy.
Oh
just
man,
great guy.
We're based in Kansas City, Missouri, so I know Greg Williams.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have mutual friends.
Yeah.
Because he is a huge supporter of Soldiers to Sidelines and the military. And, yeah, so super grateful for him. And he kind of gets it. So I actually told Greg, yeah, I'm in. I would love to be a part of your staff because I just adore him so much. And so, that night I went back to my hotel room and I told my wife, I was like, hey, you know, we're going to be Jets. I have a meeting with the head coach tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. She's like, well, what are you going to do about Soldiers to Sidelines? Cause it had been like growing organically. We had
right.
grown to 120 certified soldier coaches over those 5 years.
Isn't that funny how wives can just, kind of set your course?
Yeah, and I don't think she was doing it intentionally. She was actually being inquisitive, right? Like, because in her mind, she knows how much joy it brought me, and she's like, and she also knows the demands of coaching in the NFL season. So she's like, how are you going to do both? And I was like, well, I'm not going to be able to do soldiers of sidelines, you know. And she's like, how does that make you feel? And I was like, I don't know. So anyway, I hung up the phone and I'm in my hotel room and I'm going to sleep. And I'm just thinking about legacy. Like, what am I doing? Like, why am I really coaching? Like, what does coaching provide and what can I provide this world? And unequivocally, the answer was soldiers of sidelines. So I was just thinking, imagine if I put all the time and energy that I would put into winning football games in the NFL into developing our soldier coaches across all sports.
Wow.
And then thinking about how they could then influence those millions of kids to become the future leaders of our country and stay involved in sports and be healthy. And maybe some of those kids even decide to follow in the footsteps of a coach and then join the military, we can ensure the future of the all-volunteer force. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, like this can be legendary if I just burn the boats and go all in 100%. And I did. I went in that meeting and said, yeah, I'm going to do soldier sidelines.
That's incredible.
Hey, you know, as a veteran, you know the importance of staying connected to friends and family. And that's why you choose T-Mobile. They offer active duty military and veterans exclusive discounts like 40% off family lines. I mean, 40% off. That's huge. And the price you see is the price you pay with taxes and fees included. Plus, T-Mobile puts service members and military spouses first with employment initiatives and ongoing community investments. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more. 40% off additional price for military family lines 2 to 6 versus Go5G with auto pay discount. Verify military service within 45 days or pay up to $20 more per line per month. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in monthly rate plan price. See T-Mobile.com.
With over 20 years of generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families with no-cost services, legislative advocacy, and more. And we're just getting started. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The Home Depot is where pros go to find heavy-duty storage solutions for every worksite and garage. And right now, get up to 25% off select online storage and organization. Find tough totes, bins, and shelving. Store and protect the tools that get the job done and keep your business going. From the truck to the job site, your tools and equipment deserve the best protection you can give them. Save on top brands and pro-grade storage at the Home Depot. How pros get more done.
Hey, Redding, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Redding on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a pool bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there!
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
A non-destructive way, because what we want to make sure is that everybody knows what the standard is and know how they're performing, but also making sure that we never, ever, ever attack someone's identity, but we always, always critique their behavior, right? Mm. Like their performance.
Yeah.
And because you can change your performance. I can't really change who I am as a person, but right. Like, you know, I can run better. I can hit better. I can shoot better, like all these different things, but those are behaviors. And how we do this can greatly influence the growth mindsets of young kids to achieve things that we never thought were possible. And that's a role of a coach. And I think in leadership, this concept of coaching has a really prominent place.
Man, so well said. And, you know, it just goes back to the old adage in the military. You've got to have the respect for somebody to follow you into battle. And that's exactly what you're talking about. Harrison Bernstein, soldierstosidelines.org. Check it out. Harrison, thank you so much for the time, man.
Thank you so much, Randy, and hope to stay in touch more. And
Absolutely.
Thank you to everybody on this call who's listening right now for supporting.
We'll be right back here on the National
Whataburger can help you start the day off right with a free 16-ounce iced coffee or 12-ounce hot coffee with the purchase of any breakfast entree. This offer is available now through August 5th between 11 p.m. and 11 a.m. Remember, Whataburger is open to serve you 24/7. Whether you're dining in, driving through, or using curbside pickup or delivery, Whataburger has you covered. Plus, you can satisfy your cravings for both savory and sweet treats this summer. Order any Whataburger meal and step it up with a cool caramel latte shake or malt for $1 more or a delicious brownie for just $2 more. Also, Whataburger is celebrating National Chicken Wing Day on July 29th with a buy one, get one free deal. And while back to school can be a challenge, kick off the school year right when kids eat free every Tuesday in the month of August. Finally, August 8th is National Whataburger Day, and they're offering a free surprise menu item that day. For more information on summer specials, visit stories.whataburger.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Hiya everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, are just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family.
Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, you know, I love finding things out about veteran events, things that empower veterans and things that kind of shine a spotlight always on veterans. And I just found out about another one of those the other day that I had no idea about, Miss Veteran America. And it's a competition. The purpose of the event is to showcase the woman behind the uniform, beyond the uniform. I love that. Along with being soldiers, Marines, airmen, sailors, coasties, also mothers, wives, daughters, and sisters. And it's fantastic. The next one's coming up in October, but we have the reigning Miss Veteran America here, Sergeant Victoria Ashley Taylor. And this is just such an honor to have you. Victoria, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me, Randy. I'm really excited to be a part of your interview, and it's been a hot day, but this is an exciting way to tie it up.
I love the crown. I love the crown.
Thank you.
And congratulations on the win. When you win Ms. Veteran America, what are your responsibilities?
So, as you had kind of reviewed, the Miss Veteran America competition is a competition that is made to highlight the woman beyond the uniform. And we pride ourselves in that because we are more than just our uniform selves. We're also mothers, sisters, daughters, wives. And we have a broader spectrum of responsibilities outside of the uniform. And so being honored with the title of Miss Veteran America comes with the responsibilities of spending a whole calendar year advocating for homeless women veterans and their children with the nonprofit 501c3 Final Salute, Inc. And that is providing homeless women veterans and their children with safe and suitable transitional housing, as well as financial aid, assistance, and education.
Oh, that's fantastic. So it really does a lot more than just your typical pageant or competition. And you were in the Marines, right?
Yes, I'm a proud United States Marine Corps combat camera, combat photographer, videographer, veteran, and I am currently a professional photographer for the United States Secret Service out of D.C.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so thankfully they took my DD-214 and my skill experience from being a good old jarhead and hired me there.
Well, you don't look like a jarhead to me, I can tell you that. Tell us about your experience in the military. How was that for you? And your grandfather was in the Marines, right?
Yes, my grandfather, who actually just sadly passed away in June, a couple weeks ago. He served 30 years in the United States Marine Corps. He was a Mustang. He was a supply officer right before he got out. And being a Mustang, he was enlisted. And then he temporarily commissioned at one point when they needed officers. They're like, hey, here's a piece of paper, sign this, and you're commissioned. Congratulations. But after he was done being temporarily commissioned, he went back to being enlisted. Enlisted up to Master Gunnery Sergeant, and then commissioned officially and retired as a captain after doing 30 years of faithful service to the Marine Corps and our country.
What a hero. What a hero.
I know. And he never talked about his career a lot. gotten to see a lot of his medals and awards. Saw that he had a Marine and Navy Commendation Medal with Valor, and I'm going to have to do research and figure out what he did to earn that. He just never talked about his career much, and a lot of vets don't. A lot of older vets don't, and that's okay. But he inspired me and my little brother to join the Marine Corps, and my brother joined in 2014, and I followed and joined in 2015.
Oh, that is so cool. That is such a great inspiration. And you're right. A lot of veterans, especially, you know, in the World War II era, certainly they never talk about their service, and you have to kind of find it out on your own. But now you talk about some you had some commendations of your own here, didn't you?
Just a Navy and Marine Corps Achievement Medal for being good at what I was doing and producing good imagery and documentation while we were deployed with the 13th Marine Expeditionary Unit. And that was from 2018 to 2019.
And how was that? You'd go out and did you already know about photography?
So when I joined the Marine Corps, I actually signed as a combat camera with they don't assign you a job until you get to school. And thankfully, I got assigned videography. I always enjoyed video. I actually wanted to go to film school as a kid. And we were financially, our family just wasn't able to provide for college education, and that's okay. I had a 2-year full-ride scholarship for running cross-country at a junior college, and I did a theater program there. And I didn't get my degree. Math is the bane of my existence, and I will...
Me too.
I'm still working on the degree, but it'll come at a later date. So after not getting my degree again, I was short that math degree or that math credit. And I said, well, I'm physically fit enough, and I had done Marine Corps ROTC in high school, and I saw that combat camera was an option on this computer screen on the Marines webpage. And I said, hey, if I can get a combat camera job, I'll join. And I wasn't going to do mechanics. Like, my little brother is he just got out of the Marine Corps a couple months back after doing 9 years. And he's an aircraft mechanic. He's working for NASA currently. And I never wanted to do something that was going to be the same thing day in and day out. I wanted something that I wouldn't know what tomorrow might bring. And combat camera definitely gave me that different office every single day experience. And being comm cam, I was usually, and a girl, apparently we're unicorns in the majority of the Marine Corps. So I would get attached to these all-male units and document what they were doing, our infantry, and joint training with other forces. We trained with the Sri Lankans, and we trained with the Italians. It was just a great experience to fly in all types of aircrafts, join all different types of units. People will say, oh, well, who were you with? And I couldn't tell you. I would have to go back and look into all the units I ever got attached to because it was so many.
That sounds so cool. What a cool job.
Yeah, I was assigned as videographer, but if you were to join combat camera or communication strategy and operations is what they've renamed it as, you would learn photo, video, and story writing. So I just learned video, but then when I got to the fleet after schooling, I ultimately had to learn how to do photo on the fly and then also learn story writing. And I had no idea that story writing wasn't anything like a school essay. I think I only ever officially published one story. It's not very long, but it took months to do because I just wasn't I was learning on the job. So,
well, if you're working for the Secret Service now, you must be pretty good at it.
I really enjoy photography. Videography, I feel, is a lot more work. It can take a lot more time to do and produce one video product. And I really enjoy photography because with Secret Service, I'm in the Forensic Services Division. We don't just document events and behind the scenes, the things that people don't see, the public will never see. But we also get to document fingerprints and evidence and crime scenes, or occasionally going on raids and documenting raids.
Wow.
bad guys.
And you're doing it as Ms. Veteran America. I mean, I think that's incredible. The next competition is going to be October 13th, and the MC is Nick Koser, the Dancing Weatherman.
Yes, the Dancing Weatherman. He has got some moves. He is very popular on social media.
I would encourage people to go to YouTube and check him out. I mean, this guy, he is a... I thought, you know, what's that going to be? This guy's got some serious moves. He is.
He's got a big personality and some big moves to go with it.
He does. He really does.
And he can tell you about the weather.
He can tell you about the weather. I mean, the guy's a triple threat. But so tell me about this competition, Victoria.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data. Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Assembled with U.S. and imported content.
Right now at the Home Depot, you can stack up on storage solutions to fit your needs. Like Husky industrial duty shelving with weight capacity up to 2,500 pounds. So it can handle all of your lawn and garden tools, your power tools, or your weightlifting craft. Because the right storage system for you should fit what you need it to. Get up to 25% off select online storage solutions that can handle anything you throw at them, on them, or in them. At the Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
We try to steer away from the P word. And if a girl currently competing uses the P word, which is pageant, she has to do push-ups.
Is that right? That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
So I'll have to do some push-ups after this for saying the word pageant.
Okay. How many push-ups can you do?
Oh, I mean, I can do a good amount. I mean, I like to.
Oh, yeah. Sun's out, guns out.
I still get to the gym and I work out and, I try my best to maintain a good physical well-being, but I'll be doing a good amount after this.
So now, what do you do? So when the competition starts, what kind of things do you compete in? What kind of areas?
So the competition consists of our interviews. We have a talent section, and the talent consists of a lip sync competition. So you pick a song, and then you lip sync and perform. And it's just a way to let loose, have fun.
Sure.
You're not having to sing or play an instrument or do anything.
What was your song?
So for our semifinals, I did Princess Anna for the first time in forever, and I did that by myself. And it was just a cute – I love – Disney songs. My twin sister is a full-time performer at Disney World.
She actually
performed in a parade today. She performs in their daily parade. But I grew up loving Disney, and so I did that Princess Anna song for my semi. And then I wanted to do something a little crazier and more exciting for the final. And so I pulled in my twin sister and then one of her friends that also dances at Disney. We both grew up dancing together since we were 2 years old. So I have a dance background.
Right.
Far before my military career. And so the three of us, we did Mamma Mia. And,
oh, wow.
I decided to do that because it's a fun song that a lot of people know. They can really get into it. It's bubbly. And then the story also behind Mamma Mia is about a mom who raises her daughter single. And a lot of the time, I mean, with Miss Veteran America, we're advocating for homeless women veterans with children because they're often that left out population that's not thought about as often.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it was a really fun piece.
Mamma Mia, that's a great song, though. I bet that went over great.
Yeah, it was good. I actually, I was awarded the Top Talent Award.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's so good. And you got to do it with your sister. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we actually had not danced together since we were in high school, our senior year of high school, in theater once or twice, but like officially together, it had been about 10 to 12 years.
So you get interview, you've got the talent portion, and then what else?
And then we have our interview, we have talent. And then we have our evening attire. Just like the effort that you put into your attire and
can you wear anything?
You can wear whatever you're most comfortable in. And I had a dress that I had made a cape for, and it was actually a two-piece dress that I had gotten sewn into one. And it doesn't have to be the most expensive $1,000 dress. I think mine might have been $100 secondhand, and then I got this scarf that I had sewn these clips on. And then the last part that they judge you on for that main trio is your advocacy and your efforts. Mm. It doesn't have to be who raised the most money. It's how you go through and advocate during your advocacy. So right now we have our top 20 finalists that are fundraising. They're advocating. We have our three-pronged approach, which is awareness, assistance, and aspiration. So how are you informing your community? How are you advocating? I did raffles for mine. I did different little fundraisers on Facebook, and I did some giveaways, and I did some Facebook Live giveaways, and I might have had one person watching, but that's okay. It's the effort that you're putting into it. And I also, with At Ease Magazine, had an interview with them in which I had Final Salute, Inc. mentioned. So just doing the best you can to advocate, approach, and show that you can take on that weight for the next 12 months. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of events. It's, and at the, ultimately, it's a lot of people see it as a crown and a sash, but these are just our talking points. It gets the conversation going so that we can talk to you more about what Final Salute Inc. is, who founded it, who she is, why it was founded, and why this is so important.
Oh, that's so cool. And so do you speak to a lot of groups?
So I have gotten to speak to Care Now Blue Cross Blue Shield at their headquarters in Baltimore. And I've also gotten to speak to some women's groups, Daughters of the American Revolution.
Oh, sure.
And I have gotten to speak to some Girl Scouts and other women veterans. And I advocate and start a conversation whenever possible.
You know, this is quite a year for me because not only do I get to interview you as Miss Veteran America, but I also got to interview a pilot at Whiteman Air Force Base that stepped out of a B-2. And she was about 23 years old. And it's just so refreshing to see where women are in the military right now. Don't you think so?
I do. I really do think so. A lot of the main integration of women into the...
And Miss America. And Miss America herself.
Yes. I actually was working at her graduation in Colorado last year, which is funny.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
I didn't know her, obviously, but it was still cool to know that she, like, graduated when I was at that graduation.
Yeah.
Doing my job. But I think it's important to show that... it's not just a stigma of, oh, you have to be a certain way to be in the military. You can be poised and polished and be able to give back to this country, too. And a lot of people will think that it's not the time or place to do it, but I think it's great. I mean,
I think it's fantastic. Why not? Why not?
Bring more women veterans together and learn from each other and advocate for those that are our sisters in arms that are struggling.
Well, I think that's fantastic. I think you're a wonderful representation of not only the military, but also for just women in general. You just really do a great job, and congratulations on everything. Are you going to be sad when it's all over in October?
I don't think I'll be sad. I'll be excited to pass on the reins, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
But what's great about Miss Veteran America is that once you're a queen, you're a forever queen.
That's right.
And this sisterhood and the way that this competition has brought so many amazing women together, I've got our judges are all former contestants. They represent each and every single brand.
Oh, that's cool.
We don't have Space Force represented yet officially, but we have an excuse for that. I don't think anyone's ready.
And this has been going since 2012, right?
Yes, 2012, and Denise Gordon-Watts is our current director, and she was the first queen to win.
That is great.
And she's been the director since, I don't think since 2012, but she's been directing this competition, and then she works closely with Jazz Booth, Final Salute Inc.'s founder. And I'm sure that after October 13th that I'll be helping in any way and capacity and form that I can. We have former contestants that help out with music, and we have former contestants that help out with other aspects of the competition. Coming up next month, we have our next uniform event, which is providing just another step of assistance for transitioning women out of the military because it takes more than just a resume. That's our quote.
Right,
it takes more
right.
than just a resume to get into the civilian workforce, and we provide headshots, makeovers, getting their hair done, free business attire, all at no cost to transitioning women or women veterans that may need that extra boost of confidence to be a civilian. Because I'll tell you, after wearing your hair in a bun for 4.5 years, you forget how to do your hair
right.
in different capacity. And no, those aren't the things that matter, but they help, especially with your personal confidence.
Just throw a crown on it.
That job interview. I know.
Just throw a crown on it. Well, Victoria, hey, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your service. Where's the best place for people to go to find out more about Miss Veteran America, but also for the cause that it supports?
Yes. So thank you again, Randy, for having me. The two websites, and they're actually both so without the competition, we don't have the organization. Without the organization, we don't have the competition. And we have FinalSaluteInc.org, and then we also have MissVeteranAmerica.org. And then even if you go to just one of those websites, you can find additional links to its sister website.
Right, right. Well, thank you so much, and continued great success, and we'll be watching for you at the competition.
Thank you. Will you guys be coming down?
You know, we actually did think about that. I mean, that would be a fun thing to cover. We'll see if we
and it's a fun excuse to go down to Orlando.
Well, that's true. That's true. I was just at an event in Orlando, the Warrior Games from the Department of Defense.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, that was quite an experience right there at Walt Disney World.
Yes. Yeah, I really wanted to go down that weekend, and my grandfather had passed away that week right before, so I was traveling home to Alabama to be home with family. But I had some friends that are Navy from Walter Reed Hospital competing down there. So it was great to see all the pictures and excitement. And I actually documented Warrior Games in 2016 as a little baby Marine. And
did you really?
I did, yeah. They were in Chicago that year. And so hopefully next year I'll be able to attend wherever they're at and support my friends competing. So.
Well, I grew up in Knoxville, Tennessee. You're from Alabama?
Yes. Yeah. I'm actually going to Tennessee this weekend.
If I had known you were from Alabama, I would have talked slower.
Oh, goodness. Well, I'm already blonde. The volume wasn't on. That was my own fault. I'm like, I can't hear you. I was like, that's me.
Victoria, thank you.
Maybe crayon, too, so I'll take it.
Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much, Randy. And I love your shirt, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I'm trying to be, you know, when you're on with Miss Veteran America, you know, you got
to
play the part. That's right. Exactly. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
Thank you, Randy. Bye.
Are you annoyed, angry, or maybe there's another word you want to use about where your tax dollars are going? Let's face it, the government does a terrible job of managing money, especially when it's yours and mine. Tax dollars are being wasted, and all the government does is have their hand out for more. So what do? They send you, the tax-paying American or business owner, a letter saying you underpaid your taxes, and you owe us a lot more. Don't laugh and don't cry. Call the Tax Resources Network now. Their trained experts can help negotiate between you and the IRS and take all the stress off your back. And if you're lucky, save you a boatload of tax money. So before you think about calling the IRS, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes or you haven't filed in a while, call us right now.
800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. That's 800-793-11.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.